This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WWL, your Mardi Gras information station. Rolling tonight uptown, the crew of Hermes, D'Etat, and Morpheus. Did I just butcher that, Jeff?
No, you got it.
Slidell, we got the crew of Celine. WWL.com gets everything you need. Plus, check out the Mardi Gras Safety Guide. We'll tell you what you need to bring and what can't bring to the parades and where to find the first aid stations or just general consensus safety tips. Also, you can listen to Arthur Hardy's parade previews. Those are weekdays morning, 7:30, 8 and 8:30 in the morning, high noon, and on your drive home at 5 p.m. He'll tell you where the crews are rolling and what they're throwing and any changes along the way, all presented by LCMC Health, keeping you well on WWL. One of the bigger news stories today coming out for the NFL wasn't really around the combine. It was the fact that the LA Rams will, in fact, be retaining the services of quarterback Matthew Stafford. To me, this was always a head-scratching move. I know it comes down to money, but if I'm Stafford, I want to stay with a team that you kind of push the Philadelphia Eagles to the brink there and show that you are a legitimate contender there in the NFC. I just like what the Rams have done and put around him, and I thought it would be a shame to see Stafford move on to somewhere else, but he'll be staying with the Rams again next season.
Yeah, I think for Stafford, it's more of like, hey, I want a team that's committed to me in general, right? And it's, I think that's kind of like, hey, you know, I'm going to test my market. I don't think it ever really got serious. It was more so, hey, let's see what's out there. And not a ton was out there. You know, like, but there are teams out there.
There was those rumblings of that meeting that him and Tom Brady supposedly had by chance at a resort in Montana.
Yeah, that's what Jordan Schultz and Ian Rapoport were arguing about here at a Starbucks in Indianapolis.
Media fight.
News fight. Yeah, just don't touch the hair or face. You're good. But yeah, no, I mean, I think every team that doesn't have a quarterback is looking for a quarterback, and every team that has a quarterback seems to be trying to get rid of that quarterback, right? there's teams that always seem to be needing a quarterback. Like the Giants have been trying to find their quarterback for 10 years ever since Eli retired or ever since they moved on from Eli or whatever you want to say that situation was. You know, the Saints, who's their quarterback, right? Like, do I have a franchise quarterback? No, but I need to find a franchise quarterback, and I need someone who's going to get me where I need to go in the interim. The Vikings found Sam Darnold, but even they're just like, well, we drafted J.J. McCarthy. Right. We got to do something with that. So I don't know. Every team is trying to figure that position out. And, you know, the teams that have them feel like they have the ultimate advantage, and the teams that don't feel like they don't have a chance. So I understand why any team sees, hey, Matt Stafford's available, let's go kick the tires.
Right, make that phone call, right.
But it also doesn't necessarily make sense at the same time. Like the Giants being potentially interested in Aaron Rodgers, that seems crazy to me. But if you're Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, you're like, we got to do something. We can't, you know, they're going to fire us if we have another 2-15 season. We got to find a quarterback somewhere.
Yeah, but will Rodgers be the guy that can actually save their jobs? I don't know.
Probably not.
Right.
But someone's got to be. You know, you got to try something. So
at least for Aaron, it wouldn't be much of a moving issue for him.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably wouldn't have to change apartments, right? You know, just figure out where the other locker room is.
Looking at the Saints situation, I know a lot's been made about Derek Carr. The talk's been that he will remain the quarterback going into next season. We know, like, Spencer Rattler will be around and in the mix still. What is the team going to do with a guy like Jake Haener? Does he seek, you know, some kind of roster elsewhere? Do they keep him around too as another guy they're trying to develop?
I mean, he's under contract.
Right.
Right. He's on a 4-year rookie deal. So, you know, that he's never been cut. So that deal is still in place. So there's really no incentive to just cut him. You need camp arms either way. I mean, if he were to say, hey, let me figure it out, I wouldn't be surprised if they did let him cut him and let him test the market. But I don't know. I'd expect him to be here. I'd expect him to be here throughout minicamp. I mean, you need those arms. Like last year, they brought in Nate Peterman, right? Like you want guys in camp to throw the ball. So yeah, I mean, I'd expect him to be here. Kind of like last year, I think the question is really what happens with Spencer Rattler, because just like with Jake Haener last year, he is now in a situation where the group that drafted him, the coaching staff that drafted him and prepared him to be an NFL player, is no longer here. And as we saw with Jake last year, they kind of made it out like, hey, it's an equal footing competition between Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler. Well, when push came to shove, it was very clear that Spencer Rattler was the golden child of that situation, that he was going to get the first chance at every opportunity. And even when Jake got his opportunity, he got the rug pulled out from it at halftime. He obviously didn't play well, but neither did Spencer, and they allowed Spencer to play through a lot more than they did Jake. So we'll see how it goes. I would expect that I think they should draft a quarterback, right? And so if you draft a quarterback and you got four guys in that room, I would be expecting Jake to get cut. But we'll see.
Speaking of the quarterbacks, they'll be in action tomorrow at the NFL Combine. They'll finally get their workouts going. Not throwing, we know Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. Jackson Dart, though, and Jalen Milroe are some of the names that will be taking part in showing off their arms.
Yeah, Jalen Milroe didn't win me over at the Senior Bowl. But I still think, you know, and by that I mean he did not raise his draft stock in my eyes at the Senior Bowl. I still think he's the same guy that I watched, in that he's got supreme athleticism. He's got little tiny hands, which is a problem. I think that kind of explains some of the accuracy issues. He's got to improve his technique. He's got to get better. But I would be perfectly fine with the Saints taking a run at him in the third, fourth, or fifth round. Like, wherever they find him, I think that he would be a great option as a developmental guy. I wouldn't want him as a late first round, early second round pick who I had pressure to play immediately, right? But again, like, if you draft a quarterback, then you're probably in a scenario where, yeah, we'll keep Spencer around. They'll say it's a competition, but at the end of the day, it's probably going to be the other guy, because you don't draft a guy unless you feel good about him. So I would love for the Saints to draft a quarterback. I think the Spencer Rattler obsession, and we talked about this yesterday on the podcast, I think the Spencer Rattler obsession is a lot more to do with this intrinsic quality that Spencer has of not being Derek Carr than anything else.
Right.
Like, if Derek Carr was a guy that everyone was in love with, we would be talking about Spencer as like, yeah, maybe he could be a backup, not a starter. He's not a starter. He's not ready to start. Maybe he could develop into a low-end starter. He's not that right now.
I'm curious to see what Jackson Dart does, just because I feel like his draft stock or projections are all over the place, whether it's a late first or second round pick.
Yeah, I really don't know what to think about Jackson, but I also don't think it's necessarily something you're going to figure out at the combine, at least not from what we're going to see. Now, yeah. I think these conversations teams are going to have with them are going to be a big factor, but not the on-field stuff.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.